قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون
Translations They said, Call upon your Lord for us that he may make plain to us what it is. He said, He says, Verily, it is a cow, neither too old nor too young, but it is between the two conditions, so do what you are commanded. They said, Call upon your Lord for us to make plain to us its color. He said, He says, It is a yellow cow, bright in its color, pleasing the beholders. They said, Call upon your Lord for us to make plain to us what it is. Verily, to us all cows are alike, and surely, if Allah wills, we will be guided. He, that is Musa, said, He says, It is a cow neither trained to till the soil nor water the fields, sound, having no blemish in it. They said, Now you have brought the truth. So they slaughtered it, though they were near to not doing it. The next topic is the stubbornness of the Jews regarding the cow. Allah made the matter difficult for them. Allah mentioned the stubbornness of the children of Israel and the many unnecessary questions they asked their messengers. This is why when they were stubborn, Allah made the decisions difficult for them. Had they slaughtered a cow, any cow, it would have been sufficient for them. As Ibn Abbas and Ubaidah have said, instead, they made the matter difficult, and this is why Allah made it even more difficult for them. They said, Call upon your Lord for us that he may make plain to us what it is. Meaning, what is this cow and what is its description? Musa said, He says, Verily, it is a cow neither too old nor too young, meaning that it is neither old nor below the age of breeding. This is the opinion of Abu al-Aliya, As-Suddi, Mujahid, Ikrimah, Atiyah al-Awfi, Atta, al-Qurasani, Wahab bin Munabbih, al-Dahaq, al-Hasan, Qutada, and Ibn Abbas. Al-Dahaq reported that Ibn Abbas said that, But it is between the two conditions, means neither old nor young. Rather, she was at the age when the cow is strongest and fittest. In his tafsir, Al-Awfi reported from Ibn Abbas that, Bright in its color, a deep yellowish white. As-Suddi said, Pleasing the beholder, meaning that it pleases those who see it. This is also the opinion of Abu al-Aliya, Qatada, and Rabi bin Anas. Furthermore, Wahab bin Munabbih said, If you look at the cow's skin, you will think that the sun's rays radiate through its skin. The modern version of the Torah mentions that the cow in the ayah was red. But this is an error. Or it might be that the cow was so yellow that it appeared blackish or reddish in color. Allah knows best. Verily, to us, all cows are alike. This means that since cows are plentiful, then describe this cow for us further. And surely, if Allah wills, that means, and if you further describe it to us, we will be guided. He says, it is a cow, neither trained to till the soil nor water the fields, meaning it is not used in farming or for watering purposes. Rather, it is honorable and fair-looking. Abdul Razak said that Ma'amar said that Qatada said that sound means the cow does not suffer from any defects. This is also the opinion of Abu al-Aliya and al-Rabi. Mujahid also said that the ayah means the cow is free from defects. Further, Ata al-Qurasani said that the ayah means that its legs and body are free of physical defects. Also, Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas said that the ayah, so they slaughtered it though they were near to not doing it, means they did not want to slaughter it. This means that even after all the questions and answers about the cow's description, the Jews were still reluctant to slaughter the cow. This part of the Quran criticized the Jews for their behavior because their only goal was to be stubborn, and this is why they nearly did not slaughter the cow. Also, Ubaidah, Mujahid, Wahab bin Munabbih, Abu al-Aliya, and Abdurrahman bin Zayd bin Aslam said the Jews bought the cow with a large amount of money. There is a difference of opinion over this.